Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
The Baconator, large strawberry lemonade, large fry. You get a 10-piece spicy nugget, and if I'm feeling it, maybe a frosty.
Baked potato.
He's starting! He's the starting right guard for the Cleveland Browns! Not Mark Grody, but Tevin Jenkins. Started for the first time last week, Lawrence Holmes and his best friend Mark Grody. Is it going to be a hug? Is it going to be a hug for the girlfriend? His fiance? I don't know.
It's a little cold to be hugging people. I'm going to say that much right now. Mark Grody now joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Grotes, how are you going to handle the reunion with Tevin Jenkins?
Well, I do have, he did give me a friends and family pass, so I get to hang out with all the wives and children during the game. So I will not be in my usual press box spot, but that will make the pregame report with Olin and Molly and Pat very interesting while I'm in there with crying kids and all sorts of fun stuff. But yeah, man, he's played in 13 games, one start. I did see that he was limited in practice today, though, with a shoulder injury. So I'm a little bit worried about Tev. I hope he's good to go, Speaks.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out, Groats. But definitely we thought of him. But it's coordinator day. We appreciate you hopping on at the 425 spot, and we look forward to hearing what you think we need to hear from Halas Hall.
I think the first thing that I would like to talk about is a little follow-up from what we were discussing yesterday at 5 o'clock yesterday, guys, and that is DJ Moore. Lawrence asked the question at the end yesterday, what the heck is going on with DJ Moore? Why is he not getting targeted more? Why is he not being more productive? Well, Declan Doyle, the Bears offensive coordinator, talked about Moore being used differently this year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
His first 2 years here, he was targeted a lot on those short to intermediate throws. That's changed this year. What did you see about his skill set that made you want to utilize him elsewhere?
There's a lot of weapons in our offense. We try to move them all around. There's a lot of guys that we're trying to target. And so he gets moved around a little bit. He's a smart player, so we feel really comfortable moving him to different spots. And so that can be a negative or a strength, depending on where we're trying to go with the ball. But I just would say about DJ, he's done a great job of doing exactly what we've asked of him, and he continues to do so.
Thank you. Well, one more thing on DJ Moore. Does Caleb need to target him more?
I think Caleb's doing a great job of doing what we're asking him to do within the concept. We're trying to build these plays to feed everybody, and it just so happens, like Ben has talked about it before, there's plays in every game for all of our guys, and sometimes those things, might be a throw that, he's the primary, and the coverage doesn't dictate that the ball goes there. And so both those guys are doing a good job of staying the course, and they're going to continue to do so.
Yeah, it's interesting. Good question. And what Declan is referring to is Ben Johnson this week has talked about how they did have plans for the ball to get to DJ Moore. It just didn't work out that way. Lawrence, I feel like they're trying to dance around the fact that Caleb's not getting to DJ for whatever reason.
Yeah, and they don't want to have this be like a Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown thing where I don't want it to come off as if DJ Moore is being a squeaky wheel. It just seems like with a player that they've put as an organization so much into that you'd love to see him used more. He's a dynamic playmaker. He's really good with the ball in his hand. So I understand like that quick screen game that they're trying to use, but the play got blowed up, and sometimes that happens. I just wonder if there is a way to get him more involved, and I don't even necessarily expect them to tell us how to do that, because you're telling the opponent how to do that too.
Yeah, and I would imagine, because there have been these weeks where, I mean, let's go back to the tight ends and Colston Loveland, and when he was not being used, and we were wondering about the targets, and Ben Johnson, said, that's on me. If he's not getting the targets, that's on me. And then all of a sudden he started getting targeted. I think specifically one week where we were really just like, that was the big story. Where's Colston Loveland? That was much earlier in the season. It doesn't necessarily work that way exactly with DJ, but my guess is, guys, that yeah, you will see him be a much more active part of the game plan this week. And for whatever it's worth, nothing sinister or anything like that, but DJ Moore was not in the locker room. They're like three of the main characters on this Bears team that I think I wanted to talk to and a lot of people wanted to talk to. DJ Moore was not in the locker room during the open locker room session, nor was Roma Dunze, who was practicing for the first time in a long time, and Jalen Johnson, who was a full participant in practice. None of those characters on this Bears team were speaking out at Hallis Hall today. So I wish I could add a little bit more texture, but I will not be able to today.
Understood. I know we're going to hear from Dennis Allen about Shedeur Sanders, but before we do, did Dennis Allen have a chance to talk about Jalen Johnson and what went wrong on some of those touchdowns? It's always awkward
to go back 4 days.
Yeah, man, but this is the opportunity. So I'm not even sure if he had a chance to address it when you guys spoke today.
Yeah, it was addressed, and the only thing that Dennis Allen would say is, and again, that I would have loved to have talked to Jalen Johnson today. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out. But all he said was, he's getting better every single week. He also sort of, made the excuse for Jalen, and it's legitimate. He's like, he's basically looking at us saying, look, how much football has this guy played in the last year? And I think there is something to getting in football shape and being ready on the, you could do all the cardio and all the stuff like off the field to get ready and be prepared when the injury is up. And we all know Jalen Johnson probably was doing that, but it sounds to me, just inferring from what Dennis Allen was saying, he's just not there in terms of what you need, what one needs to do as a cornerback on the field, considering all the time that he has missed. But he did say he's getting better every week. So, you know, it's possible that maybe we get a better version of Jalen Johnson, but I would love to hear it in Jalen's words. My guess is that he will probably be talking tomorrow.
Fair enough. What about the Browns quarterback?
Yeah, what about the Browns quarterback? That's such a great question because nobody really knows about Shedeur Sanders. We know that he's had three starts. We know that he's coming off a game where he was 23 of 42 for 364 yards and three TDs, also an interception, ran for 30 yards as well. You know, in his other games so far this year, just taking a look here, he was against San Francisco, 16 of 25, 149 and a TD. And then in the game against Las Vegas, a win, 11 of 20, 209, a TD and a pick. So here is the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen, on what he knows about Shedeur Sanders.
Has Shedeur had any elements to his game that you didn't expect or is about what you expected from his profile?
Well, look, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I didn't do a lot of studying on him, you know, coming out. So, but based on what I've seen, I see a guy that plays with, you know, a little bit of a swagger. He's got a little moxie to him. I think he brings a little bit of excitement to that football team. And I think what you've seen is each week, you know, he's gotten a little bit better. In some tough conditions last week, I thought he played really well.
Dennis, how does Shedeur stack up with, like, just how calm his feet are, his presence is in the pocket compared to some of the other young quarterbacks you've seen on film or those you've faced?
I think he does a good job. Obviously, you still see, you know, some signs of, you know, a rookie quarterback, but in terms of being a rookie and composure in the pocket, we had one pass to Fannin down the, you know, defensive left sideline where he stood in the pocket and, took a shot in the pocket and yet, presented a really good ball, you know, for the receiver to catch. So I see a guy that's got good pocket presence. I see a guy when it's not there that can create. So I think he poses some significant challenges.
I'm thinking about how many young quarterbacks Dennis Allen has had a chance to prep for who have similar challenges to what Shedeur Sanders is dealing with. You know, it's a very common thing for Dennis to look at a guy like this and think about what he's going to do to him.
And the ever-present question when you're taking on a young quarterback, do you go after them or do you play coverage? And with the Bears specifically, with some of the issues that they've had in coverage, do you feel comfortable blitzing? Do you feel comfortable in cover one? Do you feel comfortable with a cover zero?
It's a great question. They blitzed the hell out of Jordan Love and he ate them alive last week. He ate the blitz alive last week. If I'm Dennis Allen, I don't expect Shedeur Sanders to be that good at that task.
Yeah, you know what? And I was just thinking about that, Spiegs, last week. The stuff that Dennis Allen did last week against Green Bay, I think will work a lot better or would work a lot better against Cleveland. Cleveland is not a great offensive line. Shedeur Sanders, despite how I mentioned that he ran for 30 yards, like, mobility is not necessarily a big part of Shedeur Sanders' game, despite the fact that, you know, we know who his father is. You know, he is more of a pocket quarterback, or at least that's what he is early on. So I do think something like, if you want to dial up TJ Edwards again, I would bet that, you know, instead of coming in within inches of him and Jordan Love getting rid of the ball for a first down, that it's very possible that they would get home. So I am looking forward to seeing how Dennis Allen handles him. And I like that he mentioned Harold Fannin Jr. because he has been a story, the tight end for the Cleveland Browns, who is their leading receiver, the kid out of the rookie out of Bowling Green, 59 catches, 619 yards, four TDs, and he's got the connection going on right now with Fannin Jr., who had eight catches for 114 yards in the loss to Tennessee. So just kind of keep an eye on him in this whole thing. And Jerry Jeudy, too, who had three catches for 76 yards and a touchdown last week.
Grody, if we can go back to Declan Doyle for a second, I'd love to know what his perspective was on Myles Garrett.
Oh, yeah. I mean, probably pretty similar to what Ben Johnson was saying in terms of just the raw skills, the raw power, the ability to do anything that you definitely don't want to leave your offensive lineman. In this case, Ozzie Trapillo, he lines up, Garrett does, I think, 82% of the time over the left tackle of the opposing team. So Darnell Wright will get some work as well. Declan Doyle's message was just to be ready, beware, and just know that if you don't stay on your block, this man will get through. For people who don't know, he has 20 sacks, and he does have a chance. He is 2.5 sacks shy of the single-season record, which was set initially by Michael Strahan in 2001, even though Brett Favre just laid down for him. And then J.J. of the Watts matched that again in 2021. I'm still pissed about that, man.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, but Myles Garrett is capable of swallowing quarterbacks whole. Just like one swooping double arm move and they're gone. That same sound is what people might make in the cold if they go to games.
Like Grady Jarrett.
Yep. We did.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not real big on doing the, oh, my God, how are you going to handle the cold weather thing? Because football players have to do it, and somehow, some way, they have to manage. But then along came Grady Jarrett, who I think gave one of the best answers. You know what? I'm just going to say it. It's the best answer ever from a Bears player in the locker room talking about the cold. Now, Grady Jarrett has lived the majority of his life in Georgia, born there, went to high school there, played at a dome with the Falcons when he got to the NFL, of course, went to Clemson for college. He was asked about the cold, and here it is.
You know, this Chicago, man, it's cold here every day, man. You know what I'm saying? So, what we supposed to do? I don't got a magic answer for you. We go out here and practice, and we're going to be ready for Sunday. We know it's going to be cold. We got to go out there and play the game.
You've adapted quickly, haven't you?
I ain't got a choice. I ain't got a choice, man. I'm really trying to just embrace it, to be honest. And it's been a cool thing to be a part of at this part of the year, like playing, like obviously spending my whole career in a dome stadium, being a part of elements and let it being in your advantage versus being like the team going to visit it. So it's been cool being on the side of it, whether it's how I go to practice, maybe dress a little lighter than, you know, just trying to acclimate to it. But at the end of the day, the elements are what they are, and you just got to go out there and do what you do.
He's trying to just own it and, like, kind of lean into it.
I feel bad for him. Like,
because he played in a dome his whole life?
No, it's just, like, the idea. It's Chicago. It's always cold. It's not.
He doesn't know.
This winter has been an outlier compared to the last three.
Yep. Oh, poor you.
Yeah, that's true.
But how about the fact that he wears less? He said he's wearing less clothes for practice, just trying to, like, acclimate to it, Groats. Like, he's out there in shorts.
I guess that's his way of simulating. And I was not there. Like, I came into the conversation a little bit late, and Jason Leisure was in the huddle. There was about three or four of us in there, and he was, I think Jason was asking him about what they did to prepare for the cold in Atlanta. And Jared was just like, I don't know, man. What do you want us to go practice in a freezer? I don't know what to tell you, man. He was just fantastic today. But yeah, man, everybody's got to deal with it. You get that adrenaline going. And I'm sure there's guys who can't stand it and don't play as well as they would when it's warm. But a lot of players have had to deal with
this. You better be ready on Sunday, because Olin is going to ask you about all of that stuff.
And the field conditions. I better get down on that field, make sure the field isn't crunchy when I go down there. We'll see if they have the big tarp over the field when I arrive at Soldier Field bright and early on Sunday morning for a classic noon game.
Nuggets, tidbits, what you got?
Yes, sir. Bears running back Kyle Manunga said, yes, they did take note of the fact that The Titans rushed for over 180 yards against Cleveland last week. The Browns defense is 13th against the rush, first against the pass. That should tell you what maybe the Bears game plan should be in this contest. In the name of Myles Garrett coming to town on Sunday, I did ask, I saw Darnell Wright walking in the middle of the locker room, and I just stopped it, just for the hell of it. I said, who is the best edge rusher in the game? He took a second, looked at me, and said, Montez Sweat. I was like, okay, good answer.
Smart
man. That wasn't necessarily what not what I was going for.
That is well done by him.
That's all I said. I was like, yep, that's the answer. I mean, I could have been like, no, who outside of my, but I was like, no, you got me.
He got you. He did.
He got me.
Groats, yeah, thanks for the hit. Yep. We appreciate it.
Later, guys.
Bears.
Well, give your fiance a big hug and take good care of her. And I really appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much, man. Let's do it again soon, okay?
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.